We seek an urgent appointment to discuss whether Holden Harriman Quinn might apply as the designee from the United States of America. We are approaching you on the basis of your past experience with sensitive asset management, notably your record with Turkish treasury bills. That was the phrase that had grabbed him. How had anyone known about the Turkish bond trades? That was a complete secret. On the other hand, it meant that someone really had written this letter specifically to him, not to a laundry list of random people. And what came next really caught his attention. If selected by the court, HHQ would share in the management fees and the upfront legal costs. Please note that as per banking regulation 34.7B, no individual firm's management fees may exceed 4% per year. The American squinted at the digits on the paper and did the mental calculation again. 4% of $2 billion equaled $80 million. Every year. That was one colossal dollar bill just sitting there on the sidewalk. But was it possibly real? Who ever heard of a 4% management fee? He didn't know of anyone even getting the old hedge fund 220 model of 2% plus a performance bonus of 1/5 of profits. Most clients had squeezed commissions down to a fraction of 1%. But 4%? To manage funds on behalf of an international court, fat fees and no actual client to complain? It was highway robbery, if it was real. And he desperately needed it to be real. The letter had been waiting for Jason on his desk back in Manhattan 1 week earlier. He had just returned from 48 sleepless hours in Atlantic City that had cost him a small fortune. A $1,500 bar tab, $3,000 for a Kate Middleton lookalike hooker, and $85,000 at the blackjack table. Those losses were nothing, however, compared to his bad bets at the firm. He had doubled down on Italian treasury bills, and the red ink was now running above $25 million. Instead of telling Harvey Holden or any of the other senior partners about his mistake, he had hired a limo to AC. Jason had told himself what he really needed was to let loose, clear his head, and come back to work with fresh ideas. The only way to save his skin was to generate some quick profits to cover up the Italian bond debacle. A weekend of drunken debauchery was just what he needed to change his luck. Jason had already earned himself unusual autonomy within the firm after his first Turkish bond trade. 3 months earlier, Harvey Holden had come to him late one night, a tumbler of 40-year-old single malt scotch in his hand, with a tip to short Turkish treasury bills. Holden had also given him access to the firm's internal black accounts. So Jason had followed orders and placed a huge bet against the future of Turkey. The very next day, the chief of police in the capital, Ankara, and the CEO of one of the country's major industrial conglomerates had been gunned down in a drive-by shooting. Bondholders had panicked, prices tanked, and HHQ made an absolute killing off of Jason's trade. The young associate received a promotion, a modest bonus, and extended authorization to keep trading on HHQ's own accounts. He'd made several more successful wagers, quick profits on Ukrainian debt, oil futures, and Indonesian currency swaps, each time after receiving quiet instructions from Harvey Holden. But when Jason had on his own initiative bet big time on Italian bonds, the gods of finance had conspired against him. That's when he'd fled to the casinos of Atlantic City to figure out a way to make the money back before anyone noticed. But Jason Saunders had returned to Manhattan with only a pounding headache, an empty wallet, and no plan for salvation. And then there was the letter, like a death row pardon from the governor, waiting for him on his desk. Enclosed is a confirmation letter from the Bank of England. Please contact me at your earliest convenience. Yours faithfully, A.W. Windsor. Even through the haze of an epic hangover, though, Jason had been wary. He'd Googled Bank of England, Syria Recovery, Special Court for International Assets, Global Allied Financial, A.W. Windsor, and it had all seemed to...